This is the Leadership Table Podcast, bringing conversations around leadership in everyday life, and I'm your host, Jim Reese. Welcome. If you like what you hear, don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share. That'll help me keep growing. Now let's dive into new content for today. Hey folks, we made it. Episode 11 for November. It's still November. We have 4 hours to spare, 3 hours to spare now. But we made it. Thank you for joining us where we are pumped and excited to grow our leadership rings 15 minutes at a time. I want to talk about three keys to communicating vision. Not procrastination, because I haven't figured that one out yet. When I do, you'll be the first to know about it. But three keys to communicating vision. This is a great time of year to talk about vision to leaders. Why? We're coming up on a new year. Morale is at an all-time low. People are searching for a reset. They want a new beginning. They want something to look forward to. People and teams and businesses are longing to go into 2021 with new direction and new purpose. Let me tell you, if morale was a stock market, now would be the time to buy in. It's at an all-time low. It literally can only go up from here. So it's a great time to talk about vision, but it's an even better time, leader, to talk about how you're going to communicate that vision. You could have the greatest vision in the world, but if you don't get it out right, it can fall like a lame duck. I want to help you get your vision off the ground. I want to help you create and generate excitement and passion and urgency behind this new vision that you've got for your business or your company or your team or your church for 2021 is probably really good, leader. And you probably have a list of 10 reasons why you know that this has got to be the theme. But that doesn't mean you give all 10 reasons to your team. It doesn't mean that that bulky paragraph becomes the bulky paragraph that you hand out on January 1. How do you effectively communicate vision? I want to give you three keys. Here they are. Simplicity over complexity. Visualize over materialize. Inspire over motivate. Let's talk about those in order. Number one, simplicity over complexity. You know that big paragraph that you have written down, maybe on your phone or a notepad? That's not your vision statement. Now keep in mind, vision statements can change. Vision statements are supposed to change. The thing that's not supposed to change is your purpose statement. Purpose statements are written in concrete. That is the ethical heartbeat of your company, business, church, etc. But vision changes from year to year. You're going to shoot for a word or a phrase. Shoot for a word or a phrase. See, simplicity is the goal. One of my all-time favorite podcasts to listen to, Craig Groeschel, the leadership... Oh, I almost said the leadership table. He wishes it was the leadership table. No, but he always says, kill complexity or complexity will be killing you. So even all the way down to your vision statement, you need to shoot for a word or a phrase, and it may come after you do the brainstorming. In other words, it's not that you skip over the complex part. It's that you do the complex so they can enjoy the simple. In other words, you do the brainstorming, you work through those paragraphs, you work through those idea list and brainstorming list. You present the complex to yourself, and then you whittle it down to a word or phrase to hand off to your team, your company, your business, your church. Here's what I know about communicating vision. You communicate vision to change direction or to change altitude, but change alone is not vision. I hope that you hear me, young leader, old leader, middle-aged leader. if your only goal for 2021 is, well, we got to change what we were doing because clearly it wasn't working. So change, change, change. We're going to change people. We're going to change processes. We're going to change systems. We're going to change our sales. We're going to change the way we do things. Change is not vision. It doesn't have handles. So while vision, the purpose of vision is obviously to change a direction or change altitude, you don't share all those changes on the front end. Those changes can be worked through in your quarterly meetings and your monthly meetings as you move throughout the year. But if all you're doing when it comes to 2021 and your brand new, hot off the press vision, you're going into the boardroom and you're excited, the team is excited, and you just lay out all of these changes, boom, 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 you're going to kill the morale. Here's what I'm saying. Get off the ground first. Get off the ground. In other words, you got to launch before you land. And I think so many leaders get the landing confused for the launching. When you communicate change before sharing the vision, you've killed it before you've started it. Get off the ground. So, number one, we're shooting for simplicity over complexity. You do the complex so they can enjoy the simple. What are we after? A word or a phrase. Number two, visualize over materialize. So what do? You've got your word, you've got your phrase, you've narrowed down your list, and you have a really good idea. You've got something that transfers energy. You've got something kinetic. You've got something with potential. How do you sell it? Number two is all about selling. You got to visualize over materialize. Let me tell you, leader, if you're going into 2021 with clipboards and charts and graphs and you're rolling in the whiteboard to the conference room, you've already killed it. You don't need the charts. You don't need the graphs. You don't need the proof. That's not effective. It's effective for you. It's effective for your notepad. It's effective for your note on your phone. But that does not need to be communicated to the team. How do you visualize over materialize? And by materialize, I'm talking about those graphs and charts and wheeling in the whiteboard or clicking on the keynote presentation. That is not selling vision. You're already in the weeds. So how do you sell it? How do you visualize over materialize? Number one, work your angles. I'm talking about the bird's eye view and the worm's eye view. Every leader should know that. Every leader should know what I mean by bird's eye view and worm's eye view. Bird's eye view is going into your team and telling them, this is how I'm picturing it. This is the end goal. If we can latch onto this vision, this is where our company will grow and go. This is your high and right. This is your sales pitch from your perspective as the CEO or the president or the pastor, whatever it may be. The bird's eye view is the elevated 10,000 foot view of saying, here's our vision and here's why I think it's important and here's where it's going to take us. But you have woefully undersold yourself if you do not pair that with the worm's eye view. In other words, get it out of the ground. In other words, take it from the perspective of an entry-level payroll employee. Walk in the shoes of the lowest level employee on your team. And I don't mean that in any bad way, but you understand that if it doesn't grab a hold of Bob, Joe, or Sally, who just got hired last week, they've just been through orientation, they've just joined your church, whatever. If you can't sell it and it doesn't motivate, in other words, walk a mile in their shoes. In other words, the worm's eye view is saying, man, I'm never gonna be in those meetings in the corner office with all the windows and the CEOs and the department heads. So what they talk about doesn't really matter to me. Yes, it actually matters more. It matters more to your entry level than to your department heads and the CEOs and all those fellas or ladies, the worm's eye view. After you're done presenting the bird's eye view, switch gears and let everybody on your team know this is how the vision will also affect and impact those who are brand new and just starting to the company. This is how we'll energize them. This is how they can latch a hold. This is the role they play in this all-important vision for 2021. Give them a picture. Create descriptive words to generate excitement. Listen, vision isn't reality. It's not supposed to be. You don't need to perfect it. In fact, good vision statements, I hope you're taking notes. Good vision statements leave room for interpretation and imagination. Let me say that again. Good vision statements, that word or that phrase, they leave room for interpretation and imagination. Again, vision isn't reality. Nobody gets excited about walking into the boardroom to hear a realistic picture of 2021. They don't want realistic, they want futuristic. But I'm getting ahead of myself. That's number three, inspire over motivate. Number one, simplicity over complexity. Shoot for a word or phrase. Make sure that you do the complex work so they can enjoy the simple work. Number two, visualize over materialize. Give them the bird's eye view. Give them the worm's eye view. Give them a statement that leaves room for interpretation and imagination. If you're already rolling in the graphs and charts and proof, you've already killed your vision. Number three, inspire over motivate. You know, the difference is huge, right? Young leader, old leader, middle-aged leader. Inspiration and motivation are vastly different. And this is huge. This will trickle down into almost every facet of your business. Motivation is leading from behind. Inspiration is leading from in front. Motivation is often fear-based or goal-based. Inspiration is opportunity-based and future-based. Motivation is pushing a team to where you are not. Inspiration is pulling a team to where you already are. This is huge, folks. Imagine you're climbing a mountain. And this mountain is your vision. This mountain is where you want every team member on payroll to end up. When you get to the hard parts as a leader, do you think it's more effective to get in the back and push everybody through fears and goals to reach the top? Or do you think it would be more effective as a leader to put in the hard work to get to the top yourself and pull people to your viewpoint? Pulling is inspiration. Pushing is motivation. When it comes to your vision for 2021, you want to inspire, not motivate. You want to dream, not hand out a list of 10 goals for the first quarter. You want to develop their imagination and not give them 5 changes that are implementing starting January 1. Never before are people and teams, volunteers, whoever you've got underneath you, never before are they looking to their leader for direction and vision. The stock market is at all-time low. Now's the time to sell it all and buy in. Buy in to the morale of your team. You have a chance like no other year going into 2021 to hand off the baton of a wonderful, clear, simple, inspiring vision. How do you do it? Simplicity over complexity. Visualize over materialize. Inspire over motivate. Listen, leader, life happens. Sure did in 2020. And the reality is, you're either going to be a reactive loser or a proactive leader. The difference is what you do next. You can change your life in 15 minutes, and better yet, you can change the life of your team in 15 minutes. You can change the trajectory of your business in 15 minutes. 15 minutes is all it takes to communicate that excellent vision statement that you are working so hard on right now for 2021. So go get it done. You do the hard work. You do the complex so they can enjoy the simple. Remember, inspire, don't motivate. Remember the worm's eye view and the bird's eye view. We love you. We'll see you in December. Maybe December's podcast will be about procrastination once I've learned my lesson on that leadership principle, and we'll be coming to you live. We cannot wait. Thanks for joining me for episode 11. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share. That does more for me than anything else. You guys are the best and the brightest and the greatest. Thank you for being great leaders. We'll see you in December. Merry Christmas.